God is your healer, and He desires to heal you. Receive what belongs to you today. Join Kenneth Copeland on the Believer's Voice of Victory as he leads you in a prayer and confession to be healed and made whole.
Let's go over here to Galatians chapter 3, verse 29. And if you be Christ's, or if you be in Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Say it. I am the seed of Abraham. Now, this is very, very important. Very close friend of ours. And she is quite well known for being Joel Osteen's mama. Dodie Osteen. And John is in heaven today, and they're very close friends of ours. And she was diagnosed with liver cancer. And they called. And Gloria and I set ourselves in agreement with them and believed God with them. And she refused to go to bed. She refused to quit doing anything that was her responsibility. And she said there were days she thought she was going to die that day. And pain and the whole thing. But she absolutely would not quit. And she... she's a very small person to start with, and she just, you know, kept losing weight and all that kind of thing. But she went through her healing scriptures three times a day. She would go through them, and I took her list of scriptures. And all of those marker tabs on the end of my Bible, those are all of those scriptures marked in my Bible so I can flip from one to the other. Amen. And do them every day. Amen. 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 And so she just kept doing that and just kept doing that and just kept doing that. And thank God she's alive today. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful? Now that's Proverbs 4, 20 through 22. Yes, yes. Attend to my words. Mm-hmm. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh.
That's right, that's right.
Now, are you receiving?
Yes.
You got your receiver out?
Yes.
Now, my grandson, Jonathan, is a freshman at UIW, University of Incarnate Word in San Antonio. And they play in the Southland Conference. And as a freshman, he's their starting quarterback. Wow. But he needs a receiver.
Amen.
He's not any better than his receivers.
Right.
And he's really good. I'm not just because he's my grandson. He's a candidate for player of the year. Thank you very much. I'd like to say I taught him everything I know, but I didn't. But I taught his daddy. Anyway, but you see, that is a very, very good illustration.
Amen.
I don't care how good he is. He's no better than his receiver.
That's right.
Amen. Now, Jesus is the healer.
Amen.
And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen. I receive.
But he needs a receiver.
I want a receiver.
So who's open?
I'm open.
Yes, amen. The glory's here. Now, Luke chapter 13, look at the 10th verse. He was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. When Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, "Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity." And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, "There are 6 days in which men ought to work." Well, now he had 6 days a week for 18 years. Amen? "There are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them, therefore, come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day." The Lord answered him and said, "You hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass, his donkey, from the stall and lead him away to watering? Ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound low these 18 years, be loosed from this bond today?" Today. Today is the day of deliverance. Today is the day of salvation. Today. This is your day. Today is the day. Go to the 5th chapter of the book of Mark. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 5, verse 1. Hang on, let me get there. "They came over unto the other side of the sea into the country of the Gadarenes. When he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit." Now, there's only one spirit that possesses a person. 6th chapter of the book of Ephesians, the rank and file of Satan's kingdom, starting from the lowest level devil first. Principalities, powers. Now, here's the ones that possess people. Rulers of the darkness of this world. Those are the ones in this world that possess people. Wicked spirits in heavenly places are, well, I won't get into that, but that they're not on this level. That's not part of our discussion today. Now, we have a combination here of one spirit plus 3,000 to 6,000 principalities and powers. Okay? All in one man. Now notice this. "Met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains. Because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always night and day he was in the mountains and in the tombs crying and cutting himself with stones. And when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshiped him and cried with a loud voice and said," now this is not the man, this is that demon using his voice, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God, thou torment me not." For Jesus had said unto him, "Come out of the man, you unclean spirit." Then Jesus said, "What is your name?" He answered, saying, "My name is Legion, for we are many." And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there nigh under the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. All the devils besought him, saying, Now see, the spirit that possessed him, ruler, the ruler spirit, was gone. He just said, don't make me leave this country. Well, Jesus didn't even answer him. He told him to leave, and he argued with him. And out he went. Now all the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave. The unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea, and there were about 2,000 of them, and were choked in the sea. They that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country, and they went out to see what it was that was done. And they came to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind. Glory to God, sitting and clothed and in his right mind. Oh, glory to God. And they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to them that were possessed with the devil. And also concerning the swine, they began to pray him to get out, to depart out of their coast. And when he was come to the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee and hath had compassion on thee. And he departed and began to publish in Decapolis, the 10 cities, how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. Now, here is a man completely, totally possessed. He didn't get that way overnight. You don't get that possessed in just a few days. This is a life matter with him for some reason or other. Somehow or another, that devil got a hold of him and got in him. He wasn't just obsessed, he was possessed and had given himself over to the legion. My. If there ever was a man that the devil could have stopped and kept him from worshiping Jesus, it should have been him. But there ain't no devil that big. No devil's that big. Amen. This man got delivered, healed, got him some clothes, and called to preach that fast. It didn't take 2 weeks. Jesus didn't say, now you're going to have to confess my word for another 3 years to get rid of all this. No. He just set him free that fast. I know a young man that was praying for some women that had been drug addicts and just had cutting more. They were cutters. This guy was a cutter. Somebody just got delivered to that. Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And all other kind of physical addictions, shameful addictions, things you just don't want people to know. Well, you're free, sweetheart. You're free right now. Glory be to God. Jesus has set you free. You are free from a drug habit. You are free right now in Jesus' name. And Todd preached to these young women, and glory to God, they received it, and he baptized them in water, and when they came up out of the water, their scars were gone. Amen. The scars were gone. Amen. He called me, he's so thrilled, man. He said their scars were gone, the needle scars and the cutting scars, they were gone when they came up from being baptized. But what's even greater are the spiritual scars. Oh, yeah. the mind scars. Today is the day. God is our healer. He is our healer. Jesus is the healer. Do you believe that? If you believe this gospel that I have preached to you this morning, and you are ready to receive the power of God unto salvation for your spirit, your mind, or your body, stand up on your feet right now. If you can't stand up, get up on the inside. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the authority invested in me as a prophet of the living God and a teacher of the gospel, I take authority over all sickness, over all disease, over all devils. Say this with me. The gospel that I have heard, is the power of God. Unto my salvation. I confess Jesus Christ as Lord over my life, my spirit, my soul, and my body. I receive the power of God. To make me sound. To make me whole. Delivered. Saved. Healed. Now. I act on the word of God. I receive the power of God. Sickness. Disease. Pain. I resist you. Now. In the name of Jesus. Sickness. Weakness. Pain. You are not the will of God for me. I enforce the word of God on you. I will not tolerate you in my life. Leave my presence. Right now. I will never allow you back. My days of sickness and disease are over. I am the saved. I am the healed. The power of sickness has been forever broken over my life. Jesus bore my sickness. He bore my weakness. He bore my pain. I am forever free. Sickness shall no longer lord it over me. Sin shall no longer lord it over me. Fear shall no longer lord it over me. I have been redeemed from the curse of the law. I proclaim my freedom. In Jesus' name. Today. The gospel. Is the power of God. Unto me. Unto salvation. I receive the gospel. I act on the gospel. I am made whole in Jesus' name. Now act on it. Praise Him. See through your eyes. Hear through your ears. Straighten up. Straighten up. Be delivered. Be free. Be sound. Bend over and touch your toes. Praise God. Do what you couldn't do. Do what you couldn't do. Act on your faith. Glory to God. Act on the gospel. Act on what you've heard.
We live in a word-controlled universe. Learn how to receive your healing, live prosperously, and take control of the words coming out of your mouth with the Healing Confessions Package. Recreate your life and health by the power of your words using the mini book, How You Call It Is How It Will Be, by Kenneth Copeland. Stop telling it like it is and start telling your health what the Word of God says it should be. Understand the promise of healing with the mini book, You Are Healed, by Kenneth Copeland. Use this Bible-based study to build your faith for healing and know that by Jesus' wounds, you are healed. Speak healing scriptures over yourself every day. Healing Confessions, Activating the Healing Power of God Through the Spoken Word by Gloria Copeland is a CD and mini book that gives you healing scriptures right at your fingertips. Use them for yourself and to pray for others. Live a healed and whole life full of the Word. Speak your healing in faith and know that God has healed you.
Speak healing into your life. Request your free Healing Confessions Package by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and discover the truth about the power of your words. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395 for this free resource from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Somebody just received healing in a stiff elbow. Ah, left shoulder, left shoulder. Well, there's the right shoulder. Well, both shoulders, glory to God, hallelujah.
We have Taryn from right here in Woodbridge, and both her shoulders, especially the left one, were painful and she couldn't move them. And when Brother Copeland called that out, great, look great. At her now.
Let's see. Praise God. Come on, give God glory.
Thank you, Lord.
I couldn't lift with one arm a pillow, a 10 by 10 pillow, yes. Goose down. I didn't have enough strength.
Look at you. Wow.
The pain was unbearable for the last 5 months, and the Lord has healed me. I mean, I can't.
Glory to God.
This is Jordan Daniel. Brother Copeland called out left shoulders being healed. He says that instantly he felt the healing anointing, and he has full mobility.
Glory to God. Talk to us about what had happened.
What happened, I've dislocated my shoulder more times than I can remember. It happened when I was a kid, and now after I heard Brother Copeland call it out, I could feel it, and I knew the difference. I was healed. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Arthritis is disappearing right now. Well, glory to God, all those itis boys are gone. Arthritis. All the itis gang are kicked out of your body. Glory to God.
This is Melita from Pittsburgh, and she's had severe back problems and arthritis, L5, L4. And when Brother Copeland prayed and read the scriptures, she felt a heat, which she still feels, all the way down. Pain was leaving, and she ran.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
This is Connie from Pennsylvania. Hi, and for 20 years, she said arthritis in the right knee, bone on bone, they said, even down into the ankle. Couldn't hardly use it without pain. Now she said when Brother Copeland called out that about arthritis, about healing, she felt the pain go, and she wants to demonstrate she can squat.
And she said,
glory to God. I think we got a runner, too.
I think we did. No pain.
Well, just take on off and show us. Glory to God.
I had a snowmobile accident and I broke my leg. And since then, I've had a lot of problems with my whole right leg. So it's been very, very painful. And in the past, I guess, 6 months, I started having a problem with my ankle to where I could not walk without pain. I could not. And I have two little grandchildren, and my granddaughter's favorite game is to play run and chase. And I couldn't do that with her. I just decided that, you know, Lord, you, I say and I preach all the time that your word is true. And I just said, this is mine and I'm going to take it. I used to be a dancer and I haven't danced in almost 40 years. And I'm going to dance again.
Doesn't that sound so great to be pain-free, to be healed of aches in your ankles, in your arms, in your body, even to be healed of the diseases that the world considers to be incurable? Jesus is the healer. Jesus is the baptizer. He's the one that can free you of everything, wash you of sin. He bore every sickness, every weakness, spirit, soul, and body, in your mind, in your body, financially, every weakness, and he bore pain forever. He took on the entire whole curse so that you and I could live free. Now, I hope that sounds like a deal that's too great to pass up today and that you'll pray with me right now and just ask him into your heart. That's all your part. You don't have to clean it up. You don't have to fix it up. You don't have to make everything look good for him to want you. He wants you. He already showed that, and he went to die for you. So pray this with me. Say, Jesus, I believe that you died for me. Take my life and do something with it and come into my heart and make me brand new. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, you just shoved all your mess and all your stuff over onto him and made him responsible. You are born all over, born into life. So now what do you want to do is to get to know him, get to know how to walk with him so you can spend time with him, read the word, talk to him like you would your trusted friend. Listen to worship and begin to worship with the music. Now, to help you develop that kind of friendship with Jesus, we have a free salvation package for you, a book called He Did It All For You, along with some information that'll help you read and study your Bible. Just go to kcm.org and let us know that you got saved today. If you need prayer, call us. This is Kelly Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
If you received Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a free gift for you to help you learn who you are in Christ and begin your new life in victory. Request your free salvation package on our website at kcm.org/salvation. You'll also find additional free teaching and information on salvation. Live the good life this year. Keep your faith strong with the Word of God and step into a year of abundant harvest.